Welcome to Executive Leaders Radio, your spot in the corner office, the radio show where executives share their secrets to success. Executive Leaders Radio.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio, Real World Leaders. This is your host, Herb Cohen, and the show is produced in conjunction with Girls Global Academy. Our guests today include Ahmed Ali, President, Tista Science and Technology Corporation, Tara Rathour, CEO of Strategy for Real, Carol Borden, CEO of CB Transportation, and Marie Jose Solis, co-founder and accountant of Toro Taxes. Let's get to know our first guest, Ahmed Ali, President of Tista Science and Technology Corp. Ahmed, what is Tista Science and Technology Corp? What are you guys doing?
We're a government contractor supporting 100% federal government projects, and our core capabilities are cybersecurity and health IT.
And how many employees are in the company?
Close to 2,000 full-time employees.
And where you're from originally, how many brothers and sisters, and where are you in the pecking order?
I'm from Bethesda, Maryland, and I have no siblings.
So you're an only child. What were you doing 8 to 14? What kind of stuff were you doing 8 to 14?
Trying to be entrepreneurial and working around the neighborhood, cutting grass and mowing lawns.
What kind of neighborhood did you grow up in? Did you grow up in a fancy-dancy neighborhood?
No, I grew up in poor neighborhoods throughout Maryland, but over time we settled.
So you grew up in poor neighborhoods. How many different elementary schools did you go to and why?
I went to 6 different elementary schools because we were just moving apartment to apartment growing up and trying to get stabilized.
So you grew up in a pretty poor environment. But now you told us earlier you started this business, which is now 2,000 people. And I'm wondering, what do you think the turning point was in you?
When I was in college, I saw the movie Top Gun. And when Top Gun came out, I saw Tom Cruise and I was like, I'm joining the Navy and traveling the world. It changed my life. Got my education, got my training, and it really started a new trajectory in my life.
Mm-hmm. Maria, your question.
You said when you were younger, you were mowing lawns. What was one of the first things you bought with that money?
What was the first thing, Sagan? Sorry.
Well, yeah, you were mowing lawns. What did you buy with that money?
Oh, I love football. I love sports. So I bought my first football at that time.
Mm-hmm. Catherine.
What does success mean to you?
Success means really empowering people, seeing people become successful in their careers and in their professions and in their lives.
Naye.
What is the favorite part of your day?
Favorite part of my day is really interacting with my staff and our clients and seeing how encouraged and motivated they are to want to be successful in their projects.
Ikram.
Who taught you to be successful? Mom, dad, mentor?
They all taught me to be successful. My parents gave me love and encouragement, and my mentor taught me right from wrong and really empowered me to be a more effective leader.
Damaris.
How did sports help you in your business?
Sports helped me really understand teamwork and appreciating others that support you and how to really encourage and empower people to be successful.
Maria.
What was one thing your mother or father said that really sticks with you even to this day?
They taught me is always be forthcoming and honest with everybody, whether it's good or bad news, just tell them like it is.
Catherine.
How do you select the people you want to work with?
As a small business, I would interview and get to know the people individually myself to see if there were synergies. As a large business, we have a full recruiting team that does the due diligence of learning about the backgrounds of individuals before they bring them on board.
Naye.
What else should we know about you?
What else should you know about us, about me? I'm a former Navy veteran, disabled veteran, serving 3 tours overseas.
A disabled veteran? What are you talking about?
Got injured in the line of duty, but created some limitations in my life, but it's created some great opportunities in my life where I can really focus and understand more about business and family.
How have those limitations actually propelled you to build this business of 2,000 people?
It got me more motivated. When you have limitations in life, you decide you want to overcome them, and it helped me really recharge and try to overcome any disabilities that I may have.
So as opposed to being a victim, you just sort of like sucked it up and kept on moving forward. Am I reading that right?
Absolutely. I never want to be the victim. I always tell people never look at yourself a victim. Look at yourself as opportunities there that you can achieve by overcoming them, by staying focused.
Ikram.
What advice would you give a new and upcoming entrepreneur?
That's a great question. I would always tell them to surround yourself with other successful entrepreneurs, to learn from them, absorb from them, but not only learn from their success, learn from their failures. Because once you learn from people's failures, that's where you'll be able to really shine.
Damaris.
What are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of not only the company and the employees that we have, that we make a difference in their lives, but also my children.
Mm-hmm. Maria.
You know, you said you were cutting grass. How did you get from that to a 2,000 person tech company?
That's where it first started, learning perseverance and hard work. And once I got my first $5 from cutting the grass, I was like, wow, you know, you can make money working hard. Okay, let's see what else I can create. So that propelled me as a young entrepreneur to continue to learn and continue to observe and continue to look forward to other opportunities.
Catherine.
What is it about you that is so creative?
I like to think outside of the box and take chances in life, but calculated chances. And I think it's important to take certain chances in life to be able to get to that next level, whatever you're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
How did you know when you made it?
You know, when I first bought my first car, I was like, wow, could never afford a car before, a nice car, but I got one. I grew up loving cars as a child, like most young boys do. And I just thought it was something amazing, but now it doesn't matter anymore. I'm not a big car guy, but.
Ikram.
What personal characteristics are necessary to succeed in your role?
You got to have integrity. You got to know how to connect with people, and you got to have, you know, you got to develop those synergies with individuals. When you develop those synergies, you know, you build stronger relationships. People want to work with you. People feel empowered and people trust you. And at the end of the day, people want to do business with people they like, and people want to have friendships with people they like.
Morris.
How young were you when these characteristics began to show up?
I think when I was in third grade, I had a friend's mother that really cared for me, and it showed me the human characteristics of a different side that I didn't experience before. And I said, you know, it really taught me some life lessons and taught me there are people that care and want to see good, and I wanted to return that in kind as I grew up.
Maria?
Looking back from where you are now, would you change anything about the paths you've taken to get here?
No. I think everything that happened in my life got me to where I am today. I just wish I didn't max out my credit cards to start my business, because no banks would talk to me. But you know what? We had to do what we had to do, and almost went bankrupt 3 times, but luckily stuck through it, persevered, and here we are today. Built a great team, and because of my team and the individuals in my company, that's why we're successful today, because of their hard work.
Catherine.
What did you do different than other kids your age?
I would spend more time with people who were trying to be successful in their businesses or what they were trying to do, whether it's in sports or side businesses or cutting lawn or shoveling snow. That kind of attracted me, people who wanted to get things done, and that really empowered me.
Naye.
What are you supposed to do in your job? How do you spend each day if you had another?
And Ikram.
What are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of my children, my family, and the growth of the company. But outside the company, I'm most proud of our employees in the company that are so loyal and dedicated to the mission of our government.
Damaris?
How did you pay for your decision?
For school, I worked hard, worked various jobs for business. I tried to save money, and I used home equity loans and maxed out credit cards and borrowed some money from my father to get started.
Maria?
Do you have any plans to retire, or do you just love this job so much you never want to quit?
I ask myself that question every day, but eventually, yes, I do want to retire. I love traveling, so I want to spend more time with my kids, travel with my kids and family, and spend more quality time with people that I care for and love. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do if you had another 8 hours?
If I had another 8 hours, I think I'd travel more often and also sleep more.
What's the website address for TISTA Science and Technology Corp?
TISTATech.com, TISTATECH.com.
We've been speaking with Ahmed Ali, president of TISTA Science and Technology Corp, here on Executive Leaders Radio, Real World Leaders. Stick around, we'll be back, and don't go away. We'll be back in a moment. This is Herb Cohen, your host at ExecutiveLeadersRadio.com. Regarding your career, if you're trying to figure out how to make the most money and also enjoy your career, that's enjoy your career, I mean really enjoy your career and make the most money, you ought to talk to our CEOs. They've got the bird's eye view of where the really profitable jobs are, where the really profitable jobs are going to be, and they're willing to speak with you regarding their vision for the future and where you may fit into it in order to make the most money and really enjoy your career. Email us, consult@executiveleadersradio.com. That's consult@executiveleadersradio.com to get help from our CEOs regarding where you may want to go in your career to make the most money and really enjoy your career. Consult@executiveleadersradio.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio, Real World Leaders. This is your host, Herb Cohen. And let's get to know Tara Mathur, CEO of Strategy for Real. Tara, what is Strategy for Real? What do you guys do?
We're a management consultancy. We work with CEOs and executives and their boards, mid-sized companies, to help them figure out how they're really going to achieve their objectives.
Mm-hmm. And where you're from, how many brothers and sisters, and where are you in the pecking order?
Largely from Connecticut. I have 6 brothers and sisters. I am number 2.
All righty. An 8-to-4 team. What kind of stuff were you up to as a kid?
Pretty typical. School, family, church, sports, and babysitting. A lot of babysitting.
What'd you do different than all the other babysitters?
I played games. I structured things. I made it fun.
Mm-hmm. What's that structuring things and make it fun have to do with your role in this organization known as Strategy for Real?
I do a lot of work with teams and with groups, especially executive groups, to try and help them figure out what they're going to do together. So that making that structured conversation on things about strategy that are not structured is a super helpful way of bringing them together, but also getting real work done and taking decisions even while they may not really have all the answers.
Mm-hmm. Maria.
You said you're second in the pecking order. You know, if at all, if you do, how do you guys choose who works at your company?
Well, when I was a hiring manager, we chose a lot based on fit. So second in pecking order in my house would have been near the top, and leadership was key, as well as the ability to get along with folks at any age group within mm-hmm. our family. Mm-hmm. It's the same type of thing in a company.
Catherine.
What was the first thing you purchased?
First thing I purchased with my babysitting money was a guitar.
Mm-hmm. Naye?
What's your favorite sport and how has it impacted your career?
I love tennis. Tennis teaches me perseverance because I'm always working on something to get better. It also helps me to partner with others because if I don't communicate well with my partner when I play doubles, we don't win and we don't even play well. And it's an incredibly great outlet in a way of getting to know other people.
Mm-hmm. Ikram.
Knowing what you know now, what, if anything, would you change?
I would not change a lot because it's helped me become who I am. However, I would like to be better, and I think I am better, at asking more interesting and more appropriate questions before I take action. And I think that's the biggest thing that I can do, building on the wisdom that I've gained.
Morris?
When did you know what career you would go into?
I did not know. I chose consulting because it allowed me to explore and understand different industries and different businesses and different people, because I've worked all over the world, in a way that I couldn't by choosing a specific aspect of a business. So I really got to know the bigger picture, and that's guided me well and served me well my whole life.
Catherine.
How did you decide which direction to take?
I looked at it in terms of what are the options? What do I know? What do I not know? And what are the capabilities that I have that are most likely to help me be successful in those? As well as what do I enjoy? What are the things that make it interesting and exciting for me to get out of bed and go forth and conquer whatever it is I've set out for?
Aye.
What are you most proud of?
I am most proud of my children and the fact that they are good humans who contribute to the world as well as to each other, and that family and love are top of mind for all of us.
Ikram.
How do you spend your time?
I spend my time between serving clients, working with clients. I read and generate new insights, new content that I publish for folks. And I also spend time with my family and doing something as well for myself, like exercise or tennis, as we talked about.
Damaris? Damaris? All right, Maria.
So you said you're proud of your children. How has being a mom affected how you work?
I have learned to juggle very effectively. And I've also learned the value of balance, and that balance means different things to different people, and to focus very intently on the things that have the greatest potential for impact. And that's true for my kids, and it's true for my work, and it's true for my clients.
Catherine?
What else should we know about you?
I am an avid skier, and I've learned through skiing to identify the white spaces. If you're skiing through the trees and you're looking at the trees, you're going to hit them. If you look for the white spaces, you're able to navigate more effectively to wherever the destination is, or the bottom of the hill.
Ikram?
What is the favorite part of your day?
Favorite part of my day is when I get to talk to clients and solve a problem.
Mm-hmm. Maria?
I think it takes a lot to get to where you are now. When you were younger, did you think there was something special about you?
I always knew that I thought differently, but I didn't realize until later that it was actually a good thing. And it took some time and some good mentors to help me understand that the way I think and the way I approach people is not the way other people do, and that is good. It's okay.
Catherine.
What are you supposed to do in your job?
I lead other people, so I do a lot of work in advising them and helping them to frame the questions that they need to be asking, just as much as they ask me and work through with me the answers to those questions. There's so much we don't know, and we can't know everything. So being sure that we're asking the right questions and helping to frame those in a way that's helpful is super important and a skill that that my clients really value.
Naye?
Who taught you to be successful? Mom, dad, mentor?
All three. My mom taught me resilience, standing my ground, advocating for myself and others. My dad taught me a lot about business, and mentors have helped me with specific skills needed to run a business and to be successful in doing that, as well as when I was in corporate.
Ikram?
Do you think retirement is in the near future?
My husband would like it to be. And yes, I do. However, I love what I do and I add value. So as long as I'm continuing to add value to others and enjoying my work, I will continue to work for at least part of the time. Perhaps the balance may shift.
Mm-hmm. Maria?
If you've ever invested, how young were you when you made your first investment?
I have been a person who saves my whole life. So I probably started babysitting around 10, and the guitar that I bought was from babysitting money accumulated over years. So I've always put at least some portion of my savings into an investment, or my earnings into an investment or a savings account, something where I knew I'd have it for the future. And I've done that my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Catherine.
What did you do different than other kids your age?
I spent a lot of time at home, more time at home than others. I had very young brothers and sisters, so I enjoyed being with them, but I also helped a lot at home.
Naye.
What are you supposed to do in your job? How do you spend each day if you had another 8 hours?
If I had another 8 hours, I would spend more time thinking and reflecting and being with my family. And then in my day, I work with clients. And the more times I can spend with clients, the happier I am.
Ikram.
How did you pay for your decision in college?
A lot of summer jobs, like multiple, and working through college as well.
Maria?
How do you...
What's the best part of your job, Tara?
Best part of my job is when I can solve a problem or help a client to see something in a different way or in a way they hadn't thought of before. And it creates that aha kind of moment that allows them to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Catherine?
How young were you when you started making money?
Probably about 10.
What were you doing?
I was babysitting. I was also doing yard work and I was washing dishes and anything people would hire me to do.
How'd you go about getting the jobs?
A lot of word of mouth, a lot of talking to people, and then referrals, because I was a really, really good babysitter. So other people would be moms would talk and they'd say, oh, we got to hire Tara. And then they would stop talking because then they were competing for my time.
So basically you think the best customer is an existing customer. You try to keep the existing customers happy so that, when you get new ones, it's great, but you got to keep the existing ones happy. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. In fact, the bulk of my business comes from referrals, which means somebody who's talked to me and found value and asked and suggested that somebody else would find value from working with me.
What's the website address for Strategy for Real?
It's www.strategyforreal.com, and the 4 is the number 4.
We've been talking with Tara Rathour, CEO of Strategy for Real, here on Executive Leaders Radio, Real World Leaders. Stick around. We'll be back a moment right after this quick break.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line, excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast. With no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles, we make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com, all the cars, one search.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio, Real World Leaders. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-hosts from Global Academies, including Cynthia, Kadisha, Michaela, and Faith, and special guest host, Eric Strid, Consensus Wealth Advisors. Let's get to know our first guest, Ross Born, retired CEO of Just Born. Ross, what is Just Born? What are you guys doing?
Just Born is the 10th largest candy company in the country. Mm-hmm. Making Mike and Ike, hot tamales, mm-hmm. marshmallow peeps, mm-hmm. and Goldenberg's peanut chews.
And how many employees? How large or how small is this team?
We have 600 people.
Uh-huh. 600 total. People. And how old is the company and how did you get involved?
My grandfather started the company 100 years ago, mm-hmm. and I got involved 44 years ago.
All righty. And you really built this company. 8 to 14 years old when you were a kid, what kind of stuff were you up to as a kid?
I went to school, spent time on a little bit of sports, lots mm-hmm. of music. Mm-hmm.
I understand that you would mention that one of the reasons you chose swimming was because the coach was special. What was special about that coach, and what's that have to do with who you are nowadays?
The coach encouraged me to be my best, not necessarily to be a winner, but to be my best.
Mm-hmm. And is that how you built a 600-person company, the 10th largest in the country, not necessarily by winning, but by building the team?
The CEO is supposed to build the culture. Is responsible for the culture, supportive of all people to get the best out of everyone.
Faith, your turn. What question do you have there?
What is your job as a CEO of your company, and how does your leadership influence those around you?
The CEO is the chief enabling officer, the chief relationship building officer, the chief engagement officer for relationships. You're a leader.
Kadisha, your turn.
You mentioned that you practiced law. What type of law did you practice?
I have my license to practice, but I never practiced. Mm-hmm. I was involved with tax law, and prior to that, criminal justice law.
Mm-hmm. Cynthia, your turn.
What is one challenge you face with leading your company?
I never looked at it as challenge, only opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Michaela, your turn.
Why did you choose to work with candy instead of continuing to work with law?
Because I decided to go into the business, because otherwise the family business was probably going to be sold.
Faith, your turn.
What characteristics would you describe yourself to have that influences your role as a leader of your company?
Sensitive to other people.
Wow. You don't hear that. That's not what I thought a 600-person CEO would be. Khadisha, your turn.
What's the biggest accomplishment you've made in life?
Biggest family, friends, and business.
Family and friends first, huh? Cynthia, your turn.
How did your parents influence you to be successful?
Encourage me to be my best.
Michaela?
What are some obstacles you faced during the pandemic?
Actually, it was opportunity. We were the first and largest candy company to shut down. That was my one decision I made in the last 5 years. I said, we have to shut down. And we reopened several months later.
Mr. Ernstrid, your turn.
So we talked about one of the biggest challenges that you faced in your career was the fact that your name was on the door. It was a family business and you came in and I guess had to prove yourself. Well, why didn't you just walk in and just figure, I got this made. I'm the son of the owner. What do I need to do?
For all of my career, all of the almost 44 years, every day I knew I had to earn my stripes, did not rest on my laurels.
Faith, your turn again.
What did your coach teach you about being a leader in life?
Being supportive of others.
Khadisha?
What advice would you give to anyone going through hard times?
See what you can do to turn things into opportunities and take chances. When there's no risk, there's no reward. You will take chances. You will fail. You just have to get up and keep moving.
Cynthia.
What has influenced you or led you to your retirement, and how has, what are some changes?
Why are you retired?
I thought it was a wise opportunity to step aside. We had other executives that were going to be retiring in the near term, and it wasn't my responsibility to hire new people and then retire. I'm 69 years old, and it was time for me to do some other things.
Michaela?
15 years ago today, would you have thought that you would be in the same position?
I never really gave it a lot of thought. Every day was a new opportunity. I just did what I needed to do. Really important, though, when you make a mistake, don't do the same thing again. You're going to make the same mistake. So make some changes. But I knew that 15 years ago, all I knew was I had to keep my eye on the ball. That was really important.
Faith?
Knowing what you do about the company now, if you could go back in time, would you change your decision of continuing the company and becoming CEO?
I love my work every day. I wouldn't change a thing.
Khadisha? And Cynthia, your turn.
What are your three biggest accomplishments in your life right now?
I have a wonderful family. That's a great accomplishment. Wonderful friends and a thriving company. When I left the company, it was in the best condition it's ever been in.
Michaela, your turn.
How has family inspired you to be who you are?
My family is very supportive of all that I did. And I, in turn, was supportive of all of what they do.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Eric Strid, what question do you have?
So I wanted to ask you a little bit about this being the chief cheerleader as the CEO. That struck me. You're not doing the actual work, but you're cheerleading. Tell me a little more about that.
I look at CEO as chief enthusiasm officer, putting on a happy face every day, being passionate about what you do, making sure that it's real, that that's a real passion, and that there's reason for it.
You mentioned that your greatest accomplishment's been your family. I thought you were going to tell us about your business. Why'd you mention the family?
My family comes first. I've been married 47 years. We have four fantastic grandkids. We spend a lot of time with them. Our daughters are wonderful. Our sons-in-law, terrific people. And they make a difference. Every one of them, in their own ways, makes a difference. They lead lives of significance, really important.
That's sort of interesting that the family comes. Should you be saying that? You're the CEO. Wouldn't that hurt productivity and ruin everybody's 600 employees' priorities to find out the family's first?
Absolutely not. But I must tell you that the business, that one of the greatest accomplishments was making sure that we had a purpose that was easily understood. And the purpose for our business was bringing sweetness to people's lives. I must have used that phrase 10 times every day in every aspect of our business.
What's the website address for this organization known as Just Born?
Justborn.com.
We've been speaking to Ross Born, retired CEO of Just Born, here on Executive Leaders Radio, Real World Leaders. Stick around. We'll be back in a moment right after this quick break. This is Herb Cohen, your Executive Leaders Radio host. And the CEOs we've interviewed on this show are interested in helping you get your business started and helping you grow your business, whether you're aware of the issues or whether you want the CEOs to give you a hand identifying the issues in getting your business started and or in growing your business. Why don't you email us at consult@executiveleadersradio.com. That's consult@executiveleadersradio.com. Whether you're interested in having our CEOs speak with you regarding getting your business started or growing your business, send us an email at consult@executiveleadersradio.com, and we'll be sure to get back to you shortly with some help.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all work and not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The meaning of emotions. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Emotions are neither good nor bad. Emotions in and of themselves are actually free from any kind of judgment. Instead, one of the leading psychological theories is that emotions developed to help us survive. Think about it. If we're afraid of the saber-toothed tiger, we run and live. If we bond with others through love, we stay connected. And since early humans survived in groups, staying connected meant surviving. There's a similar usefulness for all our emotions, but the lesson here is this. Your emotions are signals. They're telling you something. When you develop the ability to step back and listen to them, you will likely find the most effective personal guide in existence. For help understanding your emotions, subscribe to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio, Real World Leaders. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-hosts, Cynthia, Kadisha, Michaela, and Faith from Global Academies, with my special guest, Historic Street Consensus Wealth Advisors. Let's get to know Justin Weinberg, President and CEO of Alchemy X. Justin, what is Alchemy X? What are you guys doing?
Alchemy X is a creative studio. We make television shows, commercials, advertising, social media campaigns, and movies.
Uh-huh. How large or how small is the team?
Have about 500 employees and contractors throughout the world.
And where are you from originally? How many brothers and sisters, and where are you in the pecking order?
I grew up in a suburb of Philadelphia. I have two younger brothers.
And 8 to 14, what kind of stuff were you doing? What were you up to?
Played lacrosse, played some hockey, and I was a violinist and tuba player.
Well, what's playing the violin and tuba have to do with being the President and CEO of a 500-person company?
Relentless practice, continued learning, never accepting where you are, and trying to make yourself better.
Okay, and you played lacrosse and hockey. What was the common thread on both of those teams that has anything to do with your personality back then?
You had to be a perfect team player, understand your role, know when to play the game, know when to take some time off, to take a break, and let others do their work.
You weren't leading those teams back then?
Just leading by being a solid member of the team.
What's that have to do with who you are nowadays and why this organization is successful?
Everything, whether it's lacrosse, hockey, violin, or tuba, required constant practice to get better. Could never stay still, never accept where you are, and had to have relentless drive to continue to improve.
Faith, your question.
Do you have any children? And if so, how does having kids influence you as a leader and influence them by inspiring them to be better?
I don't have any children. I am happily married. Today's my third anniversary. And being in a lot of close, loving relationships with my wife, my siblings, my family constantly inspires me to be a better person and to really lead by example, all of them, the way they lead me as well.
Kadisha.
What are some hobbies that you have that might have led you down to that path that you're on?
Growing up, my hobbies were really the sports, violin, sports, lacrosse and hockey, as well as playing violin and tuba. I wouldn't say that either of those were hobbies in as much as they were things that I was doing growing up. I really didn't develop any hobbies until I got a little bit older now.
Mm-hmm. Cynthia.
What is the best and worst part of being president and CEO of a 500-person company?
Sure. The best and worst part are actually one and the same, in that the challenges that I face as CEO are leading others and figuring out how best to lead others to reach their potential. And when I feel that I've done that and I see them succeed, It's the most rewarding, fulfilling feeling I could ever imagine.
Michaela.
How does your wife influence you to be who you are?
My wife is a totally different person than me and really tells me to always imagine that someone is looking over my shoulder, right? That it's how you behave when no one's watching is really what's important. You never know who's going to be listening to you when you talk. So always watch what you say. My wife's really a phenomenal leader for me.
Mm-hmm. Faith?
So you mentioned before that you were sort of called in to shut down the company that you now work for. What made you want to change your mind and lead these people to a better company?
Because shut down in my mind, right, the company was having trouble, and shut down is failure. And I view crisis as opportunity. And I saw that there was a great opportunity here for a company that could have been turned around, and it just needed a lot of work to make it happen.
Khadisha.
What's one of your favorite shows that you worked on or are currently working on?
We're currently working on The Walking Dead, and we're currently working on a show called Westworld, Fear the Walking Dead, The Righteous Gemstones, and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Mm-hmm. Cynthia.
You've mentioned before that you love seeing your people that you work with succeed, and that one of your biggest strengths in your company, president and CEO, is watching them go on and go forth successful. What is that feeling when they turns out successful, and how do you?
Yeah, how do you judge the feeling and how do you judge the tempo, the community, the culture of your business?
I spend a lot of time with everyone who works here. I call it servant leadership, right? Where I don't tell our folks what to do, but to the contrary, they tell me what to do. And I can only do that by learning about our people, not just professionally, but I like to learn about their lives, who they are, where they live, what their families look like, and what their hopes and dreams and goals are.
Mm-hmm. Michaela?
You mentioned that you're working on several shows and movies and stuff right now. How is it? Is it hard? Is it complicated? Are you struggling in any way?
So the work we do is extremely complicated, and I constantly struggle to look for ways to help our people and to help everyone here be successful. If I ever sit back and say everything's great, that means I'm missing something, or I've got to go fix it and do something else or figure out where the problems are. You can never sit still.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Arkstrid, your question.
I'd like to come back to this thing about you kind of turned around a company. Why not start out or a company that was doing well? I mean, why walk into a situation where a company was failing and wasn't doing well? Like, what was that about you that made you take on that challenge?
Sure. Having been a lawyer, my whole career was spent helping people, fixing things, dealing with problems and issues. And a company that was having such trouble was the ultimate fixer-upper and the ultimate challenge. And I found that inspirational, and I found it aspirational to test myself. Was I really as good as I thought I was? Did I really know what I thought I knew, and could I learn more? It was the ultimate challenge.
Faith, your question.
So when you were younger, what role model for you really pushed you that extra length and shaped you into who you are today?
Without question, it was my mother and my grandparents. I was very, very close with the three of them. And they showed me the value of hard work, of being honest, of being true, and of being good. There's no substitute for hard work.
Mm-hmm. Khadisha?
Okay, what advice would you give to someone who wants to do what you're doing in life?
Always be a student. Always, no matter where you are in life, always know that there's more to learn. Always have your eyes open and always listen. Don't just hear, but actually listen.
Cynthia.
What are some improvements you've had to make with your communications working in such a large company?
So I think it's figuring out the right timing for communication, right? Is it written communication, an email, in-person communication, video communication? So many things have changed, and I'm trying to still figure out the right way to communicate with our people on how often and what to say to have the maximum impact.
Mm-hmm. Michaela?
Why did you choose to work with television instead of continuing to work with law?
Yeah, so that's a long, crazy story, but the long and the short of it is that I got into the TV business through one of my best friends in seventh grade who moved out to Hollywood to be a writer and needed some help from a lawyer, and I happened to be his oldest friend who was a lawyer.
Okay, so that experience you had when you were a kid with your best friend, then you went into practice law, and then this opportunity in the media came up, and it all came back to you?
It all came back. I'm in my career based on a relationship I made with someone in seventh grade.
So you're telling us that influences that the relationships we have all through the course of our life, even going back to seventh grade, can affect us as adults.
My entire career is based upon it. Absolutely. I always worked hard. I always picked a career path as a lawyer, and I did an exceptional job as hard as I could to be a great lawyer. And when I had a friend from seventh grade who happened to need a lawyer, he trusted me and valued me and respected me and called me to help.
Website address for this organization known as Alchemy X.
www.alchemy-x.com, alkemy-x.com.
We've been speaking with Justin Weinberg, President and CEO of Alchemy X, here on Executive Leaders, Real World Leaders. This is your host, Herb Cohen, and today we've had the opportunity of recording the show in conjunction with Girls Global Academy. And our guests have been Ahmed Ali, President, Tista Science and Technology Corporation, Tara Rathour, CEO of Strategy for Real, Carol Borden, CEO of CB Transportation, and Marie Jose Solis, co-founder and accountant of Toro Taxes. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. Thank you for joining us today and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creon.com.